When was the last time you ate? Mm. When my cookie smells good, you know something is seriously wrong with you.
Oh, God, these are great, so. You having some?
I already had a full stack. Mm. Go nuts. Hey, I overheard what Angel said to you in the stairwell.
Oh, you did? Yeah, well.
Man, he's an ass. Don't listen to him. You did what you had to do.
Yeah, but, he was right in a way. I could have done some damage.
You know what? You did a Hail Mary pass, and that shit wasn't intercepted, so it's all right. Everyone just appreciates the win. Hmm. Especially me.
What does that mean?
Oh, you know what I mean.
Out with it.
Lizzie, man. That's one fine piece of ass. I mean, we gotta start repopulating, right? Think about it.
Hey, her boyfriend was killed by those things like a day ago. I don't think he had much of a chance. Wait, what happened to your girl? The one you keep on trying to call?
Look, I'm sure she's not going to mind. But Lizzie, I may not have a chance right now, but give it some time. I mean, we're going to be stuck here for a while and, well, let's face it, look at our other options. Pegs, sure she's cute and all, but pretty fucking uptight if you ask me. She won't even touch a gun. What the hell's up with that?
Well, have you even talked to her? I wouldn't go judging before you get to know her. Not everyone grew up with guns like you did, okay? I didn't until the military. She may be really afraid of him. I don't know, maybe something could have happened to her and maybe someone she cared about got hurt.
So I guess you thought about this a lot, huh?
I'm just trying to figure everyone out. It's that intel side of me. The more I know, the better I can deal.
Whatever. As I was saying, now Riley's on the other side of the coin. I don't mind a bit of a spunk, but I like to be the one in charge of a relationship. Okay, she's like a woman, if you know what I mean.
It seems like you've been thinking about this a lot.
Well, it beats thinking about whatever else is out there. Gives me hope and something to look forward to. I mean, it's a pretty small pond now. I might have a chance.
Wow.
Who is it?
It's Riley.
Shit. You think she heard us?
Come on.
Hey, we were going through upstairs and we found this. Looks like a Colt 45.
Wow. You know your guns. Any ammunition?
Just a box. Here.
You find anything else interesting?
Yeah. Lizzie is upstairs gathering medicine from everyone's cabinets and bringing it down here.
Why here?
See, that's why I wanted to talk to you. I was thinking maybe we should have a little store or something that we keep everything valuable. That way we know what we have and what we need. If someone gets hurt and needs antibiotics, we wouldn't go looking through every room to find it.
That's a good idea. You run it by Angel. He's the officer.
I thought I could run it by you, and maybe you could mention it to him.
Well, why don't you just do it? Why are you asking us in the first place?
Well, because you're in charge. Not Angel, right?
What?
Pegs, technically Angel is an officer, so he's higher up than me.
But you have more experience, right? You actually know what you're doing.
I knew this might come up. Look, Angel is an officer, which means he's trained to look at the big picture, to look at the overall mission. Sometimes I need to be reminded of that. I'm supposed to look after how we get the mission done, and to look after all of you. It's just how it works.
Still, I feel better talking to you. Would you mind talking to him about it?
Well, I will do that, but you can go ahead and get started on the shot.
Thanks, Michael.
Wait, where are you setting up?
There was a large 3-bedroom at the end of the hall. It's big enough.
Hmm. And your idea? It's very clever. Nice work.
Thanks.
Pegs, why don't you go find Lizzie and help her out? I'll catch right up.
You sure? I mean, I can wait for you and...
No, it's all right. Just go, okay?
Oh, okay.
Please, would one of you give her something to do? She hasn't left me alone for more than 2 seconds.
Well, I'm not sure what we can do about that right now. The garden on the roof is a great idea, but until we clear out Bill, she needs to do something else.
Oh, but she's driving me crazy. Ever since I took her to the roof of the flower shop, she hasn't left my side.
Well, you found your niche, the store. Why don't you put her in charge of something so she has a niche as well?